Hello, everyone, and welcome along to Northumberland FA Podcast from the sidelines with myself, Gary Middleton, and special guest today, MK Don's first team coach, Ian Watson. And we're going to chat around Ian's coaching journey and how it's continuing at present. Ian, great to have you on.
No, thanks for having us, guys. It's really good to be on. It's good to see you again, so thank you, mate.
Ian, just to get us started, the last time we spoke on the last podcast, you were at Gateshead with Mike Williamson, gaining promotion from the National League North into the National League, and steadily becoming one of the best footballing sides in the National League. How's it been for you from them days at Gateshead and stepping up to the AFL?
Yeah, obviously a lot's changed since the last time we spoke. But everything's been so positive. It's been really good. Obviously, we kind of adapted ourselves to the National League when we were with Gateshead. We really honed down on our principles and our concepts and our values and how we see the game, really. And on top of that, we got really good recruitment in terms of the players who came in, really. Bought into what we were doing, and the team and the club really benefited from that. And then we got obviously the move to MK Dons in League Two, which is a step up in leagues, and it's been an unbelievable experience for me to kind of move away from the Northeast, which I've never done before, go down there to what is a really big club. The stadium's unbelievable. The facilities are first class, championship level, really. I mean, the stadium's premiership level. It's better than some Premier League grounds. And just the people within the club have been so good with us. The director of football and everyone like that, the chairman, they've been unbelievable since we went down there. And it's really allowed us to sort of coach with a freedom when we've been down there and implement our playing style, because I know MK Dons have always been associated with a certain way of playing. They came away from that slightly with the previous manager. They wanted to go down a different route with a manager who's had like really good success in the league and he's won promotions. And unfortunately, it didn't quite work out as well as everyone planned, which is why we came down and we tried to get them playing the style in which we believe is the best way of playing football. And it's been challenging at times, but the group of players have been unbelievable with us, and they've bought into everything what we've tried to do. And all the success that we had, really, I would say was down to the players and how much they bought in and how much they applied themselves. So it's been a really good start to the journey, and a lot of change. A little bit of an eye opener in terms of the levels from National League to League Two. That was a big jump up, which I wasn't expecting, quite a big jump up for many reasons. But yeah, it's been really, really good for me, I would say, over the last 6 months.
Ian, you left Gateshead in a really good place. Did it seem like the next step for you and Mike?
To be honest, the whole aim when we took over from Gateshead, well, my personal goal was to try and get Gateshead to league football. It was something that I was really passionate about, being a local lad, working for the local club, and really wanted to get somewhere where it hadn't been before. And we had options to leave previously to that. We had quite a few options in the league, which were really good as well. And it was just kind of the timing of the MK Dons when they came in for us. It just seemed like a really good fit for in terms of where we wanted to go with our footballing journey. And it was so hard leaving Gateshead at that time. But we felt that we had a lot of momentum behind us. We felt that we were leaving Gateshead and probably the best shape that we could ever dream of. Even when we took over, we couldn't have dreamt that it could have went so well and that the club would be in such a strong place with such a good group of players. So we didn't feel that we were harming Gateshead. We felt that actually we'd done such a good job with everyone there that we were leaving them in a perfect spot, really. I think it was more timing, to be honest, guys, in terms of Milton Keynes wanted to go back to a certain playing style, which we love, which was really sort of, that's what kind of got us into it. It wasn't anything to do with anything other than, right, these guys, they want us to go in and get them back to playing a certain way. And we felt that in that stadium and the project of the club and how high the club want to go, we felt that it was a really good opportunity for us to start a new journey and a new project with a fresh club, fresh ideas, and look at testing ourselves, really, because we haven't coached at any level higher than the National League. So it was just a really good opportunity to see, listen, are we good at this, or have we got a ceiling at a certain level? And I think we'll always want to test ourselves and we'll always want to challenge ourselves. And it was a little bit scary, the prospect of going down there. As I've never played league football. I've only ever played sort of National League North was the highest level I played. So there was all the nervousness of, are you going to have imposter syndrome? Are you going to feel like you belong there? But all the fear and all the nervousness was just making me want to do it even more and want to try and test myself and prove that, you know, I can do it at that level, just to myself, really. I don't feel like I've got anything to prove to anyone else. Obviously my journey from where I've came from, in terms of strength and conditioning coach, I don't think a lot of people kind of bought into the fact that I would kind of go into football coaching and do well. So I never feel like I've got anyone to prove to. All I try and do is just work as hard as I possibly can. And I just wanted to see if that would work at the higher level. And we continue to try and find that out.
Absolutely. Ian, how did you transfer, you and Mike, transfer your philosophy and identity? You had a Gate said as a team that controlled possession, probably one of the best footballing sides in the National League, into MK Dons?
Well, the first thing we done, it all happened so quick, to be honest, guys. I mean, on the Saturday, we played in the FA Cup for Gateshead, and I had no thoughts of leaving at that moment. And then on the Tuesday, we were going down to MK. So you can imagine the time scale in which happened. So first thing we had to do was look at the team shape. We got down there. We obviously, as soon as we knew we were taking the job, I had a look at the personnel. We were a real big believer in our shape that we had at Gateshead with the back three, then the box midfield, then the kind of front three with the wing backs being part of that. So we wanted to keep with our shape because we know the shape so well. We know the detail within the shape. So we went down there, we looked at the personnel, we looked at who could play in a back three. First of all, have we got a back three? And we had some unbelievable players who could fill them positions. And then the midfield was really important to us. Have we got players who can handle the ball, who can be dominant in them areas, who can take on information, have that game intelligence that you need? And then we looked at the wing backs and the forwards, and we had really good players to play the system. So we were really excited about that. We went down there, on the first day, we'd done 11v11, just a kind of a walkthrough in terms of when the ball's in certain areas where we want to be. But we really focused on the build-up to start off with, Gaz. So we started the ball with the goalkeeper, how we wanted to see it from the build-up, how everyone's position would look. Obviously, we're quite big on positional play and keeping to your positions and the ball trying to find the position rather than the players moving around too much. So it was just... The first day was just getting across, this is what we're looking to do. This is the areas where we're looking to have possession. And we just looked at the build-up phase more because we thought the first thing we want to do is dominate the ball. And if we don't have the build-up phase, we can't get to the other areas of the field to kind of create and finish the attack off, what we call. So, the build-up phase was massive for us. We worked a lot with the goalkeeper, and the goalkeepers hadn't played in a system like that before. They hadn't been expected to be good with the feet, so it was really good learning for them, and it was really good for us as well, because previously we had Phil Marshall in goal and Jacob Chapman, and then we had Archie Bear, who were all really good with the feet, so we didn't really have to do too much work with them, because they all came through academies playing that style, whereas down here the goalkeepers hadn't came through playing that style. It was a little bit more direct, so it was really good learning for us to give them new ideas and try and implement them on the pitch. So our first task to go down there was basically just to work on how we dominate the ball and how we get our ideas across in terms of in possession.
Ian, was it something that you had to be patient with, or did the lads buy into it straight away?
Nah, the boys were unbelievable. They bought into it straight away. Obviously, there's no final destination with your playing style. You're always adapting it and stuff like that. So it wasn't like we felt we got to a point and that was like, oh yes, we're here. We went in on the Wednesday, or it might be in the Thursday. Actually, we had a session. Yeah, we done the deals on the Wednesday, and then we had trained on the Thursday and Friday. If that's correct, so we only had two sessions with them. And then we played Accrington away on the Saturday, which is probably the hardest fixture you can get, especially if you want to dominate the ball. And we were asking the boys to receive the ball sort of really close to our goal. And there wasn't too much detail that we give them. And the boys were just, they were unbelievable. They were so brave. They showed loads of courage to get on the ball. We tried to take away any fear that they had of making mistakes. And we kind of said, listen, it's all on us. We're asking you to do this. So just be brave, express yourselves, show courage, get on the ball, look at the little detail that we've gave you. But ultimately, it was just a clean slate for everyone to show what they could do. And the starting 11, what we picked was kind of, obviously, Dean Lewitton, who was down there. He helped us so much with that initial, because we didn't really know any of the players or anything. And because it was such a short turnover, we still, even training for the first couple of weeks, it was still trying to remember names and remember profiles of players. So the first game was, we changed the possession round straight away. I think we had a lot of possession that game. We completed, I think it was 500 passes, which was a big difference from what had previously happened in the season. So the boys bought into the style straight away, and it's just a real credit to them how good of professionals they are to start off with, but then how good actual players they are, that they can adapt and change different styles, and it didn't faze them at all, and they really bought into everything what we were trying to do.
Ian, you've just touched on a little bit there from a coaching point of view, an observation point I should say, really, did you have to change anything around the environment when you've gone in, around what the player wants and the player's needs?
Yeah, I think the culture is the biggest thing, before anything, before your playing style, before winning games, performing well. The culture has to be the most important thing that you get right. We identified that it was a really good group of lads. So the first away game was Accrington on the Friday night. We stayed over and they were playing like, have you seen the programme on Channel 4 called Traitors? So they were basically playing that, and they were calling it like village or something like that, and they were on the back of the bus and they played it for like 3 hours, and then they got to a hotel and they played that all night. And it's something that I've not seen before. Gateshead, we kind of used to get the hotel, all the boys would disperse and go to the hotel rooms, whereas these all stayed in the same room playing that game all night. And obviously, they didn't really look at it as a big thing, but Mike, myself, and Belly kind of identified it as like such an important thing for us, and such a powerful tool that we can lean on, that they have really got that togetherness and that want to be together. Obviously, when we went in, there was a couple of boys' contract situations and players who didn't want to be there, so we had to try and really make sure that the group was all pulling the same direction, because I think I've said it before, even if the kit man's pulling against you by 2%, it just can't happen. Every single person at the football club's got to be bought into what you're doing and buying into everything. And the players are such an important part of that. So we had to make sure the culture was right. And some of the boys who are down there are just like great, great lads. And we've been really lucky to pick up such a good group. And ultimately, they all want to win. And they all want to win because they want the club to be successful, but they want to be successful in their careers as well. So you've got to find out what works for players and what their motivations are. And even the players who want it to leave, we kind of spun it, well, listen, the better you do now, the better move you're going to get in the summer. And just buy into everything what we're doing now. It's going to improve you as a player. And we believe that the detail that we were going to give them was going to improve them. And we did have everyone's buy-in. There was no one pulling away. There was no one being awkward or tough in training or anything like that. Everyone was just there 100% every single day trying to improve. And I think the boys understand that that's what we're there to do. We're there to improve them. We're not there for any agenda. We don't have big egos or anything like that. It's not all about us. It's more about them and trying to improve them. And I think when the players realise that, they'll give you the buy-in, and you get that individually, but you get that as a collective as well. And the group just grew from strength to strength, really. And they continue to play like the the games and stuff like that. Like when we played in the playoffs, I came down to the, I think I went down to get a bottle of water or something, and they were playing like, they had all the lights turned off in this room, and they were playing like Marco Polo. I don't know if you've heard of it, but like one where one's blindfolded and they've got to like shout Marco Polo, then find, you know, just daft games.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, just little things like that. What that's successful in my eyes. The success is seeing lads on the journey, seeing lads enjoying playing football, because I think everything gets lost now. I think everything gets lost from actually why we play football. And when you were young and you just love the ball, you love being on the grass and you love playing with your mates. And you should never, ever come away from that, in my opinion. It, no matter what level you should play at, you should enjoy the ball, you should enjoy the game, and you should enjoy being around people that you love being with. And I think that fundamentally is the most important thing within football. And it gets lost now with politics and money and winning in leagues, but you have to still be connected to them sort of roots and why you started playing football.
Ian made a great point there, just in that conversation around, you know, whether it's at grassroots or it's in the professional game where you're working now, it's coaching and developing the individual. And it's a fantastic quote to hear from you, who's, you know, continued on your journey now working in the pro game. And yeah, whether it's an under-10s team on a Sunday or it's League Two in the EFL, we're still coaching and developing the individual.
Yeah, 100%.
Ian, was there any similarities that you and Mike took from your time at Gateshead that you've continued on with MK Dons, would you say?
As a coaching team, I think our strength is how close we are and how together we are as a coaching team. Obviously, myself, Chris and Mike and Louis Story and Rob Elliott were at Gateshead with us as well. And it was Mike and myself who started it with Gateshead. Then we brought Chris in, then Louis and Rob came in. So it's kind of like Mike and myself were the original two, and then my relationship with Chris. But the strength in how close we are is so powerful. And we wanted to really maintain that when we went down there. In terms of how the clubs are, it's so different in terms of the facilities, what we have down there in the, don't know how to word this, we're able to do more, if that makes sense, because there's so much staff and obviously at Gateshead, you spin a lot of plates. Like you would do a lot of different things. We all had to do different roles within the club. whereas down at MK, everyone's kind of got their own roles and everyone's helping each other. And there's a lot of staff. Like you have analysts, you have a full S&C team, a full physio team, a rehab team, a sporting director, a club director, an events director. So you have all that, which is very different, but it's also very helpful. And it's made us being able just to focus more on the team and more on the coaching. But I would like to think that we haven't changed from anything what we've done at Gateshead. As you've just touched on there, our main focus was just to enjoy improving people. Regardless of whether that's football or not, we want to improve people. We want to help people as much as we can. And then we want to help them improve as footballers. And that was everything that we wanted to do at Gateshead. We used to see it come in at a certain level every day and just leave that, even if it's 0.1% better. And that's all you needed to try and do every single day is just work with people and just make it a good environment for everyone to want to come in. And that was definitely something that we had at Gateshead, where we felt people really enjoyed playing for us. And that was our main goal, that when people left Gateshead, it was a bit of a tough decision for them. They didn't want to leave, but obviously they might have had a good deal, or we all left on good terms. And when they spoke about the club, they spoke about it as in that was a really good place to be. And we've definitely had that at MK. We spoke to a couple of players last game of the season who've played Championship, and they said they'd never enjoyed coming into an environment every day. They were in the car, they were buzzing to come into training. Whereas previously at certain clubs or throughout the career, because it is tough, they hadn't enjoyed going in, and they'd dreaded training and they dreaded having to go and see everyone. Whereas they really enjoyed every day coming into the environment. And that is, for me, probably a bigger success than winning any trophies or anything like that, is the people you work with every day wanting to come in and wanting to learn and wanting to improve, because you can never cap that. There's no ceiling on that. If that is what you're aiming to do, then you can just continuously get better at doing that every single day. So that was really important that we had that feedback from the players as well.
Ian, what would you say was the biggest biggest challenge for you personally?
Being away from my family was a big was a big challenge. I've never done it before, never been away from my family, so that was the hardest thing for me to get my head round. I've got no embarrassment or anything when I tell this story, but I went down to MK on the Wednesday night, and obviously from the outside looking in, it's a dream move. You know, you've went from National League, you've got to move to a big league club with really big ambitions. But the first night I got down there, I was just devastated. Like, obviously, just you miss your family and you realise, well, I'm not going to see them as much now. And that sort of hit me like a ton of bricks, really, on that first night down there. Got like quite upset on the first night and was thinking, what have I done? Like, have I done the right thing? All these questions sort of flying through my head. And then it was just like one of them where I had to think, right, now I've just got to get my head down. I've just got to really focus on the football and be the best possible coach that I can be, and kind of separate the two, as hard as it is and as hard as I'm going to find it in certain moments. This is what I've wanted to do, and I've worked really hard to get to this point. So I'm not now going to sort of not enjoy it and not try and take every single moment that I can. So that was definitely the toughest part. As I say, there was a lot of nervousness and anxiety because I'd never coached that level before. So you start asking yourself, will the players buy into me as a coach, as a person? And that was the big thing for me, is that I was adamant that I was just going to go down there and be myself. I didn't want to try and be anybody else or try and sort of come across as an actor and be someone that I hadn't been. I just wanted to really be myself. And as I touched on earlier, I wanted the boys to really understand that I was just there to help them, and I was there to improve them, and anything I could possibly do to help them, I was going to do that. And as the time went on and the boys realized that that's all you want to do is help them, then they give you the buy-in. And some of the relationship I've got with the players now, although it's only been 6 months, where I'm so close with the players, I speak to them non-stop. Even when the season's finished, we're constantly texting each other, like watching the playoffs yesterday, watching different games. And I've just got such a good relationship with the boys. So yeah, them were the two things that's probably been the biggest things for me, was just totally be myself. Because I can't be anyone else. And if I do try and be someone else, I probably won't be very good at it. And just adapting to not seeing my family as much as what I had been, because Gateshead was, I think, was an 8-minute drive from my house, whereas this is a 4-hour drive on a good day.
Ian, how have you continued to learn and develop as a coach on this journey, this fantastic journey that you've been on?
I'm constantly speaking to coaches. I'm constantly studying. I constantly read, watch teams. So like, but obviously for years now, I've Jurgen Klopp and Pep Linders have been like me too, where I just want to read everything they do, watch all the interviews, any tactics. Obviously Pep's a massive influence on how I like the coach and how I see the game, in terms of what it looks like on the field. I think Jurgen Klopp is more, I see how he is with the players, how he treats the players' emotion. And I really relate to that because I'm quite emotional myself. Find it hard on the sideline to sit still. So learning from them guys. And then obviously you see the Xavi Alonso's, and you want to work out, they play the same system as us. What do they do different? How does he get the best out of his players? Is there anything there that I can learn from them? So constantly watching their games now, recording the Bundesliga and watching different things. And then I'm really, really lucky to have access to a couple of coaches who have been so helpful. So Russ Martin at Southampton, he's obviously Mike's best mate, and he's just been beyond helpful. The information that he gives me, the help that he gives me, I can text him or ring him, and he's so open and lets me know, like, yeah, you can do this, or have you tried this, or we do this. And he's always very welcoming when we need, if we went down there, we played a friendly, and he'll sit and he'll go on the tactics board with you. And also Luke Williams at Swansea's been really good. So when we went down MK a few years ago, he was Russ's assistant, and he gives me a lot of help as well when I text him. And then really lucky as well to have Jason Steele as a close friend, who obviously plays under De Zerbi now, and who's another coach what I study. So I do steal his head in, text him after games, why did you do that, how did you do that, what are you doing training. And Steele's an unbelievable guy as well, and he's going to be a really good coach, I think, when he's finished. So he lets me all the insights on De Zerbi and how he likes to coach. So I'm really, really lucky, and I'm a bit of a pest in terms of messaging people and wanting to find out. But I'd like to think that and obviously trying to do this now as well, I like to think that I will always give that back to anyone who asks me any advice. I will always try to give as best I possibly can, because I know that I think the game is better when everyone shares what they do. Yeah. I'm not one of these coaches who wants to hide anything. Obviously, there's certain things you don't want the opposition seeing, or you don't want other people seeing. But I think the more you share on the game, the better the game becomes, and the more challenging it becomes for everyone. And the different ideas is what makes us all good coaches. And I think that the more we share and the more we help each other, the better the game becomes. And that is, as what I said before, the most important thing is the game and how it looks on the field.
Ian, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on from the sidelines again today. Really interesting chat. From a personal point of view, hope you and Mike have another really successful season at League Two next year, and hopefully go one step further. And I wish you all the best.
Thanks very much, Gaz. Been a pleasure, mate.
Cheers, Ian.
Thanks. Take care, mate. Bye now.